The concern is not simply that India and Pakistan troops may go to war over Kashmir, but that the conflict could escalate to include the use of nuclear weapons on civilian targets. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports on what the damage from such an exchange could be.
An estimated 45,000 people were killed in the initial Hiroshima blast during World War II, and that was a firecracker by today's standards. Thermonuclear weapons, which use a different kind of nuclear reaction, can be hundreds of times more powerful than the first atom bombs. Fortunately, neither India nor Pakistan is thought to have one. Stephen Young is a senior analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
India claimed in the tests it did in 1998 that it did do a thermonuclear explosion, but the data from the seismic readings on those tests didn't confirm that. So basically, we think they were lying. And so the bombs they have would be considerably smaller than those in the U.S. arsenal, but still frighteningly powerful.
Not much is known for certain about how many nuclear weapons each side has or how accurately and reliably they can be delivered to a target. But the thinking is that Pakistan has at least 24 weapons, India 36 or more. Each would be as powerful as the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. But Michael Levy with the Federation of American Scientists says they could do a lot more damage here.
Firstly, you have even higher population densities in India and Pakistan in their major cities than you did in Japan. You have the potential that bombs might be used at ground level, for example, if they were brought in by truck. That would create a massive amount of fallout. The bombs that were used in Japan were burst high enough over the ground that they didn't kick up radioactive dirt and spread that over the region.
The effect in the region would be catastrophic, he says, but the fallout would weaken as it spread, and surrounding mountains would act as barriers.
It's unlikely that someone in a neighboring country downwind would get a fatal dose. I'd almost go as far as to say it's impossible.
But could two countries ever get to the point where they would be willing to risk using nuclear weapons? Sam Gardiner, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, has participated in 20 simulations of India-Pakistan conflicts. The outcome, he says, is never good.
I must say that as long as both sides are serious and that is played out, the nuclear weapon card gets played an awful lot.
In these war games, things usually start out small. One scenario is that India's troops enter Pakistan to root out militants. Pakistan, its back up against a wall, uses a nuclear weapon on the invading troops on its own territory, something that might seem acceptable. Or India marches in and Pakistan uses a nuclear weapon to try to take out India's nuclear arsenal. From there, things escalate.
I've seen estimates in games we played of 1 million casualties, and you can see estimates of up to 12 million. If there ends up to be an exchange on cities.
Those are just war games, however. Not everyone thinks a nuclear exchange could happen so easily. The U.S. and Russia pointed nuclear weapons at each other for decades but never used them. Why would Pakistan and India act any differently? Konstantin Mengis is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and served under the Reagan administration as special assistant to the president for national security affairs.
I think it is unlikely to happen, because I view the current leadership in both countries as too reasonable to permit things to get to that point.
Still, Mengis said, if he lived in a city in India and had a family there, he would seriously consider leaving today. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.